Damn it, Jowson! You interrupted a good masturbation session. Now give me a damn beat to start the show so I can finish.
Hi everyone, welcome to another edition of the Romantic Truth Podcast. My name is Portia and I'm from Aberdeen, Scotland. Please be advised that content of this show is for a mature audience 18 years and older due to language and subject matter. Now, without further ado, here is your host, Jowson.
Hi everyone, Jowson with you here, Romantic Truth Las Vegas. Hope everybody's doing well. I was working on the song Kashmir by Led Zeppelin, Jimmy Page, and that group. Yep, I'm going to go on and hit that song and probably put it up on karaoke later on. Probably do it tomorrow, maybe. Hope everybody's doing well today. We got a lot to talk about. Mainly, look, Haley, out of Boston, Massachusetts. You're the reason why we're going to talk about this particular subject today. Haley writes the following, and it came in on yesterday. I love your show. I like you. I'm getting to know you better. If you were closer, maybe we could probably hook up. LOL. I don't know if you like a woman that's 38 with no kids, but I'll admit I'm okay. But this is not what I'm writing you about. The problem I'm having, and the problem many of my girlfriends are having. Men lie so damn much to them. Why is this? We're nice people, we're honest with these guys, but they lie about income, they lie about everything. Could you please do a show on this? I would appreciate it. We'll be listening, we'll be tuning in. I appreciate that, my dear. And you're the reason, Haley, why we're going to talk about this today. Now, ladies, Haley's right. Men lie a lot to women. We lie to you for several reasons. The only reason why I'm saying we is because I'm a man. Even though I know better than to tell a lie to a woman in the beginning, because if the relationship does have legs, she's going to find out your lie at some point. If that relationship develops, she's going to find out that you lied to her. And you don't want to get caught doing that. Because here's why. She's going to hold that over your head for the rest of the relationship. She's not going to trust you as fully as she would if you had told the truth. And she's going to question the judgment on everything you do. She's going to ask for second opinions. And let me tell you something, fellas. When you get with a woman in a relationship and you start lying to her a lot, she starts to form a consensus with her girlfriends. Don't let her start doing that shit because of your behavior. Because once she does this, more than likely she's going to leave your ass. Nobody wants to be with a liar. And the problem is, when you can't believe your partner in any capacity, what's the purpose of being together as a couple? There are some guys with the mendacity. They can't help themselves. This is what they do. Not only do they lie to women, they lie to their parents. They lie to everybody they talk to. And this person has a reputation for that. But here's the thing. Many of them are oblivious that they have that reputation. Because as they see it, everything is the truth, even though they're lying. When you tell a lie, look, a friend of mine told me one thing. And he said, when you start believing your own lie, that's when you really fucked up. And I was like, why is that? He'd gone in the prison system several times. And, you know, during the interrogation, he started making up lies so he could get less time. Then he started believing the lies he was telling. And the detectives were pulling that shit apart. but he stuck by what he believed in. Sure didn't help him on the time that he had to serve. Now, ladies, there are two main reasons why men will lie to you. One is to bolster your interest towards them based on income. And the other, believe it or not, is to prop up their low self-esteem. It's a pathetic thing. See, the difference is, ladies, men lie verbally to you with promises and everything else. You lie to us through the way you present yourself and dress. You can lie to us about your age. You could lie to us about that being your real hair or not, your real hair color. Oh, and ladies, let me tell you something that I would not recommend that you do. And if you do it, please do it carefully. Some of you ladies are walking around here with jet black hair, and you're in your 50s and 60s. And then you get mad, because some of you have written the show, when you have sex with a man and all of your pubes are gray or white down there. And now he's walking away. What the hell do you expect? If you're so aesthetically concerned and you're attracting aesthetically astute men, they're going to be expecting to see a certain thing. And this is a problem for some of you. Some of you want to be beautiful, present yourselves in a beautiful and engaging way. And then when you take off the bullshit, you get mad when these men say, nah, that's all right, no thanks. Because see, it's a sense of deception is what I'm getting at, ladies. A couple of guys wrote the show about that shit. Yeah, she was much older than I thought she was when she took off her clothes. I said, yeah. She sold you the goods. I said, but here's the thing. She was presenting herself in a way that would attract a guy like you. So your expectations were on that level for her, and you're disappointed because she didn't measure up to what she was supposed to be. Oh, fellas, they used to use all kind of shit. The clear tape for the breast. They put them together and tape them down a bit. Then wear a low cut top where you couldn't tell. You know those... those budget butt lifts they used to use, where you would order this clear tape, these women would, and they would put it under their butt in order to consolidate things. But see, here's the problem. It's not every woman that's doing this. But most women are aging gracefully, and they're just going on, and they're being themselves. They're living their best life. There's some women that are fighting like hell, and they begin to look ridiculous in their efforts. And it's like, they're like a celebrity that doesn't know when to sit the fuck down. Okay, we've seen you enough. We didn't like your ass when you were young and entertaining. We damn sure don't want you to be old walking around this motherfucker like a damn entertainment zombie. Sit your ass down. Your career is over with. That's what a lot of men would like to say to some of you ladies. But they don't have the balls to. Now, men lie to you about their income to impress you, to give you the comfort of financial stability. That's all that is. That's just a projection that they give you. Ladies, how many men told you they were doing something and you found out they didn't have a job? If a person said, back in the day, they said they were between jobs, that means they were unemployed. They were drawing unemployment. They try to dress it up in a nice way. Now, here's the other thing that gets me. Some of you folks are still out there trying to make ends meet, and you're well past 45, 50, some of you 60 and 70. Still trying to get rich. If you've been trying this shit all your life, and some of you have now gone into the second half of your life, still trying to get rich, maybe you should look at what you've been doing. Shit didn't work. So what you wind up with? You wind up with a lot of people lying to you, telling you how great it was, how great their lives were, how wealthy they were. They don't talk about the bad time. Oh no, they edit that shit out. If you're gonna tell the truth, the good comes with the bad, comes with the indifferent. You don't edit. But ladies, let me tell you a harsh truth. Many of you ladies love being lied to. There are women out there that don't want to hear anything negative. So these guys will manufacture lies while they're with them in order to build their hopes and dreams up and fill their heads up with bullshit. And when the guy is successful in doing this with one woman, he does it with more of them. He doesn't stop. Because he feels as though the only thing he has to do is patronize, tell positive things that are lies in most cases, and not deal with the reality of things. Because some people get into relationships just to escape reality. You know, one of the main problems that we have as people, we don't adjust our dreams, hopes, and aspirations according to the environment, our age, and the changes in the world. Some of you are still walking around at 60 with the same fucking aspirations, hopes, and dreams you had at 20. And you haven't let that shit go. And that may be problematic for you. That may be holding you up. Who knows? Now, other things men lie about: marital status, children, and of course, finances. Again, they're trying to make themselves look the best to you on a situational basis. You're trying to look your best for the man on an aesthetic basis. Now, who's the harsher judger? You're going to be as the woman. You're already attractive. So you're looking for a man that has assets. So therefore, the guys don't want to be left out. So everybody's lying about all of the shit they have and all the shit they own. And then out of that, you might find a few guys that just tell you the truth, what's going on with them. I never forget, one night years ago, we went out to a club. And this guy that we knew of, we didn't really know him that well, but he was a good guy. He basically would be out there every once in a while, and what he would do benevolent things for people. Like, for instance, if somebody, you know, was outside and they really didn't have enough money to come into the nightclub or something like that, as long as they were appropriately dressed, he'd pay their way. No strings attached, no hovering around or nothing like that. He'd pay for women's drinks that didn't expect it, that kind of thing. Pretty cool guy. Well, he ran into a problem. A few years later, we saw him at one of the clubs, but he wasn't his old self. Because he used to always wear these nice suits, and now he's wearing a blazer and trousers that, you know, kind of complimented but didn't coordinate with what he was wearing. And he had fallen on hard times. And it was really messed up because it was during the tech crisis, when that first hit, when the dot-coms first burst. So he had put a lot of money in that. And he wound up losing his shirt. But here is the funny thing. One of the finest women that night came into this establishment. And his table was the only one that had a seat left. place was packed. And he was actually saving it for another friend of ours, another female friend of ours that didn't show up. And she was pretty cool. And so she asked him if she could sit there. They started the conversation. And needless to say, because this beautiful woman was in there, she was a thick woman, kind of tall. It was like you had a whole damn soul train line of men standing wanting to holler at this woman while he's sitting there, you know, having on the conversation. The other guy's just trying to lean down and whisper in her ear. And so finally she just told him, she said, you know, y'all need to go sit down somewhere because I'm having a conversation here with this guy. Well, they kept talking a bit. They started dancing. They went dancing. Then they came back. They had a tray of food ordered and their drinks. And before we knew it, they were ha-ha geeking. He explained to the old girl that he had filed bankruptcy and had no money. She told him no problem. We had a conversation because he was down on himself. He was really feeling bad. She lifted him up. When the club let out, I never forget he had this blue Lincoln. Didn't see it in his old parking spot. And so he told her he'd see her later. And she turned around, she said, well, how are you getting home? And those guys that are really intimidated might even go so far as to use a misogynistic way of doing things. I, man, you, woman. You know that whole thing where he's trying to berate you because you're a woman to make you feel less than? That's because he doesn't have anything else to stand on. I don't condone this behavior. But one thing I can tell you, if you're defending an insecure man on this level, you're a fucked up woman. There's no need to. Now, don't get me wrong, you have some women out there that will agree with everything a man says because, see, she doesn't want to be responsible for shit. So she'll support her, she'll stand by her man, because if she sees it, her man's going to be the responsible party. And if all the shit goes wrong, it's his fault. He has to deal with it. It's on him. She walks away scot-free. That's the thing. You have them. Now, what are some of the common lies men will tell you? Well, no, I'm not married. Men will tell you, oh, I'm divorced, even though the wife's at home watching television wondering where he is. Another common thing men will tell you, oh, well, you don't have to worry about anything because I've taken care of it all. All of these lies they tell is to reassure you that things are okay and to get away from you asking questions. The more questions you ask, the more shit he has to cover up, the more lies he has to tell in order to cover up the lie he told. Until he gets to a point where he knows he's lying, you know he's lying, and he knows you know he's lying, but he's still going to try to keep on doing that same thing. Now, most guys will tell atrocious lies to women that they don't plan on being with long. So they may tell them something like they're the CEO of a company or part owner in this and that. They know that shit's not going to last long. She's going to figure that out. But what he's hoping is to impress her just enough, long enough, in order to sleep with her, hoping that she will fall for it. And what does he want? He wants a woman to actually think, oh, I got a good man that's a CEO of a company. No, ma'am, what you got is some dick from a guy that lied to you about being the CEO of a company that's going to sleep with you as long as he can before you find out about him. And that's what a lot of guys do. You know, they talk about fuck around and find out. That's what you're basically doing. Now, the problem is when a guy lies to a woman, and after he's lied to her, he kind of wants to reel her into the relationship because he really likes her. And again, this is like the dog catching the car. You lied to this woman to get her, now you got her. And none of the shit you told her was true. And now you got to figure out a way to unfuck yourself before she leaves you. And usually, people will present themselves in social media, television, all the rest of this shit, one way, but they're total opposite. Now, you meet that person off a date, off a dating app, off of social media, wherever. You guys have talked, communicated, you've looked at their profiles and things. They have set a certain level of expectation for themselves, for you, right? Told you what they do for a living, where they live, all of those things. Now, being that that is done, you meet this person and you start to see that some things are questionable. Person said they were single. You look down on their wedding band finger and they have a shadow. And they conveniently have an explanation for everything, but they don't have any depth in that explanation. And one thing, ladies, that men do when they're nervous, when they lie to you, they're gonna over-explain a situation to the hilt. Now, don't get this confused with people who document things for memory. Because some people do that. When I would log my dates, that's what I go by. From years ago, I don't have all this shit in my head. I had to go back and look at my damn logbooks that I had. I used to take these binders and write about my dating experience. Because I knew that'd be the only way I could chronicle it. Photos, and who's gonna walk around with a big ass VHS camera back then? Mm-mm. But the guys will go into detail and sometimes unnecessary detail, and that's how you catch them. That's how my friend used to get caught all the time by his wife. Tell my wife we're going fishing. Okay, where we going? We're going to Skinner Lake out in Riverside, California. Riverside County. Okay, what are we supposed to do at Skinner Lake? We're going to specifically look for a catfish. I never heard somebody saying looking for catfish, because he used to say shit like that. I mean, you mean fishing for cat? No. We'll be looking for catfish. He knew nothing about no goddamn fishing. Let me tell you something. I caught a fish one time, pulled a fish out of the water. Me and the goddamn fish were scared. He was wiggling around trying to get off the hook. I saw his teeth. I didn't want him to bite me. So we had mutual interest. I cut the line and let him. I'm sure he probably found something else to eat. And after seeing his ass, I think I needed therapy that day. But here's the thing. He tells his woman they were going out to Skinner Lake. She comes over to my place. Goodwill. I ain't an outdoorsman worth a damn. I did my outdoor activities when I was in the Marine Corps. Maybe down at Lake Elsinore on the other side, who knows? Because I think there's some mountains that go down in between Elsinore and that area. And you have to go around in order to get to like the five and the rest of the way there. But I told her, I said, I don't know where the hell he is. And she said, well, he should have known damn well that I was going to come over here and check. Because all of my friends' wives did that shit. And I never understood why they would tell these women lies like that. That they were hanging out with me, they were over. The women knew better, but the guys didn't. They thought it was going to fly because they got away with it once or twice. And I thought it was kind of odd. One time, I was out with my girl, and a friend showed up, and he had his wife with him. And she says, yeah, I came by your house and knocked on the door, but you weren't there. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of odd for somebody's girlfriend to say some shit like that to me in his presence. And I noticed that he started getting kind of nervous, kind of leaning over a little bit away from him. He said, well, he said that he was hanging out with you yesterday. And he cut his eyes at me. I just put my head down. I said, I don't know. Being that I didn't cover for him, he didn't speak to me for a very long time after that. But she knew. Alibis? Mm-mm. Now, other things. Roommate situations. Sometimes, depending on how complex it is, guys will involve other guys in their lives. Usually they don't, because of guys like me. I usually fuck it up for those guys. Not because I'm doing it intentionally, it's because I'm very bad at cheating, very bad at lying to people because I start laughing. So what happened, you'll see men more often than not trying to wing it. They might ask somebody just to cover to say, hey, you know, you were there, or you were there and then you left, or some shit like that. The one thing they don't want you to do is to say you haven't seen them. And that's where I would fuck up. A lot of times they wouldn't tell. Well, it wasn't really a fuck up because they wouldn't tell me that they had told their wives or girlfriends, whatever, and they've gone to the casinos or wherever they're going. And then I get the doorbell, knock at the door, and they want to search the apartment like they're the damn sheriff's department. And let me tell you something, fellas. Don't put your partner or your friends in no kind of shit like that, because it's very difficult for them. Because the women will think that you have conspired with your dumb ass as well. And the answer is no. Fellas, just don't let that shit happen to you. It's not worth it. All right, folks, let's continue, shall we? Just got to find out where my microphone is. It's right in front of my face. All right, folks, look. Carrie, out of Lakewood, Florida, writes the following. I'm a Caucasian female, 52 years of age, single finally. Never really been married, had a lot of relationships, had a set of twins, due to my frolicking in my youth. I've listened to your show religiously, and one thing that I want to know, please tell me, why are these fucking men, excuse my French, she writes, lying to women so much? I've been lied to more than I've been dated. I've been divorced now, if you could call it that way, because I was in a relationship for almost 14 years with a gentleman. It was like we were married. In my mind, we were married. So I always tell people that I've been divorced. It sounds more prestigious, and not only that, men don't look at me so suspiciously. Now, I know it's a little white lie that I tell, but men lie way worse than we do. Just want to bring this out and would love for you to talk about this in more detail. Because after all, you guys want us more than we want you. Carrie, Lakewood, Florida. Well, Carrie, let me let you in on a little secret. Is it Lakewood, Florida? I think it was Lakewood, Lakeland. Well, can't see it now because it's deleted. Well, anyway, ma'am, you lied your damn self about telling men that you are divorced when you're not. You never were married. So this was supposed to be some kind of prestigious thing in order to keep your nose high among men. No, I'm not one of those chicks that just sleeps with a guy and lives with him for 10 years and then we play house. You know, at 62 years old, I don't mind playing house with a woman. I really would not at 62. Of course, she'd probably have to be retired before I want to play house with. But if she's younger, yeah, there'll be some challenges. There'd be some challenges because she'd want to have a baby, maybe put me in debt a little bit more. I prefer a woman that's already past her childbearing years, or else a younger woman who can't have children. Wouldn't bother me one bit. Because women back in the day used to always, oh, you need a little deal. You know, I don't. I really don't. I really don't, ma'am. I appreciate your consideration, but I really don't. The boy would have a hard life. Oh, how so? We'd take care of him. Oh, no, you don't understand. After he goes to Bud's training down in Coronado, after we send him to China to get trained for a while, got to toughen him up a little bit. Probably send him to Vietnam. He damn straight. He had to go to Viet Cong school and get a certificate. Couldn't do that in America. Not too much you could do here with that. So that wouldn't work. I'm just joking, of course, folks. But here's the thing. Ma'am, see, you're thinking that just because we're men, that our lies are more potent than yours. Well, yeah, you can lie too. But see, your lie is probably what is called a white lie. Oh, I just told a white lie that I was married, but I'm not. Bullshit, lady. Look, here's the problem you have. Only thing a man has to do to skip trace on you, on Spokio or any of the other sites, they'll find it out in a heartbeat. They will find it out in a heartbeat. So, you want to play charades, but you want to call men out on them when they lie. Now, men, when we are trying to impress you, ladies, we are going to lie to you. And the reason why we're going to lie to you is, like I told you before, other women demand it, therefore, we make it possible. I'm including myself because I'm a man, not because I'm a liar. Because, as I told you before, the problem with lying, you got to tell more than one. Then you're going to get confused. And then not only that, you're going to have other problems. you run the risk of other people hearing it and then confronting you about it. That's one thing I love about this podcast. Because if I misquote something or if I say something the wrong way, oh, trust me, they'll catch it and let me know. Some of you listeners do this every once in a while. Hey, you know, your math is kind of off on this thing, you know, it's point something, something. Okay, that's no problem. Want to come on the show? Oh, no, no, I just wanted to let you know because you were rounding things off. Okay, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. My ex-girlfriends, they listen to the show all the time. They know when something's not right, they'll speak up. Like old girl did about the trip to Brazil that time. Spoke up. Didn't let that shit pass. And see, here's the thing, that the beauty of it is that, fellas, when you get to a point of deceiving a woman so much that she doesn't even believe anything you tell her, which I've seen happen plenty of times before, the only thing she wants you for is just whatever she could use you for at that time, whether it's sex, money, food, whatever. But it will never be a situation where she will depend on you. And even she's going to look at you suspiciously while she's with you. Let me tell you something that a lot of men lie about to women, and women don't think about it. How many of you ladies asked a guy how many times has he been tested? Or has he ever been tested? Many of you don't. And then when you do ask, you get an old sorry ass nod like you believe him. It makes you feel better just to hear him lie to you and say yes. You don't know. He's got to pull any paperwork on for you. Now, here's some things that are obvious. Like, as we get older, we fuck less, usually. And I'm talking about single people. Married folks sometimes too. You could always tell when an older person is fucking over the age of 50, you'll see a dust cloud underneath the bed, underneath the bottom of the door. But in all seriousness, one of the main things that men will lie about is using protection and being tested. Especially guys that are fucking a lot of women. And fellas, you gotta watch that. Let me tell you, when I was out there slinging dick, I ain't gonna even lie to you ladies, I was slinging dick just like Sling Blade. It was like I was in a battle and my dick was a sword. Ching, ting, cling, cling. Well, you know what I hit? I had my protection on. I had my shield and my armor. That's right. I'm not gonna take any chances to just go out there with just a sword and no shield and no armor. And see, that was during a time of AIDS, when that was real popular. I mean, when I say popular, I mean in a negative way. People were scared. People weren't even talking to each other. I remember that back in the day. Company I worked for during that time, we had a guy that was transitioning. A lot of people didn't even want to talk to him, didn't want to go to lunch with him or nothing. Didn't even want to work with him. Because when they said that it was associated or linked to gay males at that time, until they got a better understanding of the virus. Because I'm gonna tell you, ignorance made a lot of motherfuckers scared. I know a lot of people that died from it. Straight, gay, trans. Because many of them didn't alter their lifestyles when that shit was out. That was serious. It was gonna kill you. They had no cure at that time. And if you're going to have sex, people were kind of getting with one person and strapping up. Hell, I remember one time there was one lady that she had some sketchy pussy. I ain't gonna even lie. I had so many condoms on, my motherfucking circulation cut off. But I was rock hard, though. And she's like, well, how was it for you? I enjoyed it. I didn't enjoy it because I ain't feel anything. I ain't want to let her know that. But then I had to go and pick up my self-esteem off the ground and put it over my shoulder. Then I had to go and strap my dick down on the side just like it was a rifle. I had to go home. I had to take my dick and go home. Take my dick and go home. And the reason why I had to do that, ladies and gentlemen, she started talking about, we don't need to use a condom. Don't worry. I had my shots. I can't get pregnant. Those were words that said run. That's what that translated to in English. Run. And that's what I did. And glad like hell I did it. This woman wound up later on, later years, she had 7 children altogether. Different fathers. And I knew I dodged a bullet. And I was with her before she had children. I think she was 21, 22. But she went on that love carousel that some women go on. Oh, he's the one. I love him. We had a love child. Next guy. I love him. We had a love child. Next guy. I love him. We had a love child. Before you know it, you got a whole string of souvenirs. Sorry, ladies, but it's one of the nicknames that guys call women who have love children. I know it's fucked up. But this is the language, the lingo they use. Not justifying it. Then you know. Now, here's the other thing too that we have to come to grips with, ladies. Now, as we lie to you as men, here's the way you have to look at it. If it's an egregious lie, if it's a lie that you could figure out in 5 seconds, he did that to fuck you. If it's a lie that would take you a while to unpack and to verify, he's done that to either avoid an argument with you. Hear me out. Avoid an argument with you. Or he did it because he's done something, or there is something that he's trying to protect you from. Because he's not ready for you to hear it yet. Now, most men are honest with their women. Because think about it, if women weren't honest in some capacity, and men weren't honest with them, what would the institution of marriage look like? What would these relationships look like? They wouldn't exist. So you have to have some modicum of trust and dignity and decency in order for it to work. So you have those components. But the problem for many of us, finding the right person with them. But see, here's the problem for many folks. They want the packaging to match the contents in the person. Folks, let me tell you something particular. I'm going to be honest with you. Some of you got some fucked up bodies, but you have a great personality. And you maybe have a cute face. And guys are willing to say, okay, I'll pass, no problem on the body. She's got the personality, she got the cute face. And being that she has those things, I don't mind because I could still have sex with her and have those characteristics to compensate. Now, I know this for a fact, because I was with a woman one time and she was really nice. And we were going to do doggy style, and I forgot she didn't have any ass. And I went to grab her hips and realized it was nothing but air. So I had to improvise. It happens. Ladies, it's the same thing, so don't get mad because I'm talking about physical aspects of women. Same thing with you when you judge a man. But you could be so harsh, so brutal, and so realistic in public, getting laughs from other men at a man. The only thing you have to do is do what some of these other women did, like one woman on social media did on Facebook. Husband was diagnosed with erectile dysfunction. What did she do? Put him on blast. His dick can't get hard, y'all. He's a useless man. This woman was married to him for over 20 years, and she's talking like this about it. That shows you she never appreciated him as her spouse. But guess what? None of the women said that she was out of line. One of the other men made a comment. After he made that being out of line, another woman agreed with her. And all of the women in the comment section jumped down the throats of those two people. This is the kind of shit I'm talking about. Still fighting gender wars over nothing. Now, the other problem that we have is this, ladies, is that when men lie to you with the intention of sleeping with you, as you know, they don't associate any value with you when they're lying to you in the first place. Please, you kind of know that already. So you're not going to be that lady that's going to a five-star restaurant under any circumstances. And those women that demand it, you could demand all you want to. Shit's not going to happen. The other thing too about guys who lie to you and make it obvious up front and in your face when they are appealing to you, they're time sensitive. They don't have any time to bullshit with you. They want to know whether or not, hey, can we do this or not? See, they're not going to sit there and pine over you and that kind of thing. They may go through five or six women trying to find one that they can sleep with. Because they're not interested in having a relationship with you. And they will lie and tell you anything that you want to hear. Mirror you. And mirroring is when a guy just listens to what you tell him and agrees with everything. And your favorite color is his favorite color. Your favorite day of the week is his favorite day of the week. Every damn thing you can come up with, he's going to say yes to. And some of you think that you found the ideal man. No, what you found is the ideal simp that's going to sit there and agree with you and try to fuck you as long as you can, as long as he can, until you say the words, I think you're just using me for sex. Now, here's the thing too, fellas. Please keep in mind, you will hear those terms, you're using me for sex. But let me put it to you in context. Let me put it in only my context, because I've only had this experience with the women that I have dated. What I found was some of them that had been abused, they were quick to point out when we had sex the first time in the relationship, consensual sex, you start hearing that self-doubtful voice in their head saying, you're only using me for sex. When I would hear that from them, I wouldn't ask any questions. That experience would be over with me and her. We're done. Relationship over. I'm not going to be a therapist and go through this shit. Because, see, a lot of people don't realize Many of these people are damaged. And when you start hearing this shit over and over and over again, and they tell you about their messed up childhood, their messed up history, their histrionics, and then they bring it forward, and you don't hear anything about therapy. You don't hear anything about them trying to take care of themselves, them trying to better themselves in an emotional way. Now, true enough, they may not know how to do that. But you may not have that time to invest in a relationship on that level. You may be in a different place in time in life. You know, I've always told people, the time you're going to be dealing with that you have time to deal with functional problems, believe it or not, it's from 18 to about 35. When it comes to habits, addictions, that kind of thing. Once you start climbing up in your 30s and 40s, those habits and addictions are going to have a toll on your health even more because you're aging. So the later you meet them in life with any habits or addictions that especially are detrimental to their health, it's going to make your job that much damn harder as their partner. And what you're hoping is that they would learn how to manage, not necessarily conquer the affliction, manage it. And it's going to take support. It's going to take help. Now, ladies, I know some of you have written in asking, well, how do you rehabilitate your boyfriend or your husband from lying so much? There's no magic shot for mendacity. The only thing I could tell you is that you're going to have to survive that relationship with him. But ladies, don't forget you lie too. But see, when you lie, you don't classify it as a lie. You really don't. You know, it's getting late. I need to get ready for work tomorrow. Instead of telling them, you know, this date is boring as hell. You know, why don't we just go home and fuck or else just call it quits? But see, you ladies are so into watching a person's feelings, being politically correct. I get it. But sometimes you will lead a guy on and not even know it. You're breaking up with a guy. He wants to meet with you. You feel bad because you're breaking his heart. You decide to meet with him. He's on his knees crying. He's telling you he'll drink your bath water. Give him one more chance. Give me one more. He's doing that. First thing first. He's doing that. But here's the problem. You know you have a reason why you can't take him back or be with him. No, but logic is too good for you. You ain't gonna let logic win like that. I'll give you one more chance. And he done lied out of his ass to get you back through that begging. And what he's saying mentally is, got your ass. But you're thinking, oh, we're going to work things out and we're going to be a great couple. He's like, not really. I just didn't want to lose you because I need you as a hallmark in my life. See, most guys won't tell you this. Some men actually associate their self-esteem to the woman they're with. Because you might look better than he does. You may dress better than he does. You may live better than he does. So you may be the identifier for him, his identity. Just like some of you ladies find your identity in some of these men. You know, over the years, I can't tell you how many women who used to throw shade and they get with a new man and the guy is building himself up like he's Mr. Shit. And how many of those guys didn't even have jobs, didn't have a place to stay. But they knew how to present themselves to women. Well, these women would go crazy over them because they're spending their status, just like a lot of women do. You know, on them fucked up lace fronts. You know, and them fucked up those eyelashes, the ones that go all the way the fuck out and then curl up at the end. And if you wore a pair of glasses, they'll get stuck on the glass. Yeah, those. Shit look, doesn't even look natural. Why would I be attracted to that? Be yourself. When I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you ain't gonna be wearing all that shit. You're gonna be walking around just as you are. And you ladies need to quit concealing that gray hair. If you have gray hair, be proud of it and wear the shit. Some of you have spent so much money and dye shit. You're talking about you want to get rich one day. Well, you fucked off most of your money trying to stay young. Forever young. Breast augmentations. Brazilian butt lifts, BBLs. Now, there's a rumor. I don't know how true it is because I didn't investigate it. Maybe you guys can. But there was a lady that was supposed to have been in Texas on a highway or something. And she had a short circuit in her seat, heating unit in her seat of her car. And supposedly the chemicals had reacted to her BBL and her butt caught on fire. I don't know how true that is. And don't quote me on it. Just go look it up and see if it is true. I haven't had a chance to. If it is, you know, I wish the best for the lady. But, you know, all of this shit where people are damn near losing their lives over cement in their butts and all that. What do you folks do? Why? That's an aesthetic lie. You go out and get all this shit done to fool men. Now, men have fooled women too. Because there have been guys I've known who stopped by the adult bookstore, get that long dildo, put it down in their pants, they wear some tight jeans, and the women would think he's packing. They're like, oh, damn, girl, look at that. Yeah, guys used to do that shit. I never did that, but one thing I did do, I bought this jacket, and it looked like it had muscles, right? The only thing you had to do was just inflate it. And you walk in there, shit, you look like you had lifted like for all your life. Everything was cool till the woman went and tried to squeeze my bicep. Yeah, she figured it out. Then the motherfucker started calling me the Michelin Man. But it was kind of cool though. For a minute there, I felt buff. But that's the thing, ladies, you know, it depends. Because it's all a charade when it comes down to introductions for men and women. One is trying to impress the other, and the men, just like the women, are trying to stand out from the competition. We get it. Now, we're going to talk about one more aspect of male and female lying, but mainly male lying, because this show is based on that, to answer that specific question about why do men lie? Warn them all. All right, this is what's messed up here. I just recorded a whole other segment. I had to redo it because the internet connection was reset. Now, folks, let me tell you something. This is the reason why I don't do a lot of lives, and I've kind of steered away from them. I'll never forget one night I did a live, and out of over 3.5 hours of material, guess how much of that I could use? About 45 minutes at best. Rest of it was garbled. Attenuation. People sound like they got shot with a stun gun. So I said, you know what? The hell with it. I'm glad I did. And now I'm thankful for AI because it helps out a lot now, because this is the way it goes. Because some of you have inquired about this. What I do is I will send you an email and you tell me whatever your questions are. And then you'll send me back a sample of your voice through AI. And then I will go and send you the questions, or you could actually send me the questions that you would like to have answered in an interview. And then I could go on and apply them. I ain't gonna do that shit. All right, so let's continue and talk about some of the other things that us men lie about, and as well as ladies, you lie too. Ladies, you already know this old standby here. Guys come over to your place, right? Now, usually if there are two or three guys and there are two or three women at your place, you included, and you guys just want to sit over and have drinks and everything, an old trick that guys will always do is to make sure that their car wouldn't start, so they have to spend the night. I ain't gonna lie, you don't know how many batteries I unplugged in my... Never mind. Well, I'm not gonna get you. When I was younger, that was a go-to that helped out a lot. Oh, well, you know, you don't have to go home. You can stay here with us tonight. I'd be like, dun, 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 dun. And just before I go to bed that night, I say, Lord, I'd like to thank you for this ass I'm about to receive, for the nourishment of my manhood, and the dedication of me as a man to keep going forward, to try to perfect the art of being with the finest, most attractive, friendliest, lovingest, honest woman I possibly can get my hands on. So I take this meal, I mean this woman, it's right. So help me eating her out. I mean, so help me. Yeah. See, here's the thing. I know a lot of y'all gonna say I'm going to hell for that too. Just chalk it up. Kind of took a look last night in a dream of the street I'll be living on over there in hell. Querbersendammstrasse in Germany. But it happens, right? Maybe a block from Stalin, next door to Mussolini, down the street from the Shah of Iran. Who knows? But ladies, let's get serious for a moment here. When it comes down to some of you, when guys say like, yeah, you know, a car won't start or whatever, many of you know damn well the car would start. You know, you already know they're lying. But see, what we're doing is when we pick up on the vibe that you're really interested in being intimate with us, we do shit like that to save face for you. Yeah, you know, the car is not working. But see, you don't want to be that woman that comes out and say, you know what? I'm glad the car not working because I need some dick. You're not going to come out and say nothing like that. Even though you're maybe wanting it. What you're doing instead is you're being diplomatic. And so therefore, the guy doesn't want to make you feel like you're inappropriate, because that's the last thing we want you to do, is to feel uncomfortable in a situation like that. So we'll lie to you to make you feel better. I know some of you are saying, man, that's a stretch, but men do this. But here's the thing. The guy who has emotional intelligence, high emotional intelligence, and picks up on the fact that you would sleep with him if it wasn't for certain conditions, What these guys are going to try to do, they're going to try to remove those conditions. Now, I'll admit, I wasn't a saint back in the day when it came to women, when it came down to getting them hot and bothered. One of my old techniques used to be, we'd be kissing and she'd be holding me and she'd tell me something like, you know, if we were here, we were there, we could do this and we could do that. And I had this thing with panties back in the day, and I don't recommend you do this ever, fellas. I used to slide my hand up her legs, up her thigh. To keep her busy. Meanwhile, fluttering her with kisses. And what you're trying to do is confuse her senses. Now, this is all consensual. This is nothing that's unorthodox or crazy. And see, what happens is you get her so aroused that she's the one that's got to make the decision. You don't make the decision for her. You don't grope her, anything like that. What you're doing is whatever she's saying okay for you to do with her, it's fine. But here's the thing you got to keep in mind. She may get to a point where she'll say, fuck it. We're going to do our things. I need my needs met, et cetera, et cetera. And there's nothing wrong with a woman actually pursuing those needs and having them met. I think what society does for the most part is make women feel ashamed of the fact that they want to get their needs met. Because there's nothing wrong with that happening for them. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that happening for them. They deserve it. But for some reason, they got to go the long way around the track for that. The women used to get upset with me because I would get them to that point and it was up to them to make the choice. Believe it or not, I preferred them saying no, not right now, but maybe later. And the reason for that, boy, she had discipline. That was something, that was a characteristic I needed in the woman I wanted to be with. But you always let her start it, fellas. You get her consent. Let her be the one to do the first touch, the one who says it's okay for you to touch her in different places. Oh, let me tell you something. When a woman wants to be with you, all that Me Too bullshit goes out the window. When she wants it, when she is consensual, Me Too has to deal with unconsensual advances. And the problem with a lot of this is that it's got men petrified. And what I tell guys all the time is I've told you years and years and years upon years. Those of you who have been following Romantic Truth as a blog or whatever, I've been telling you this for years. You never, ever touch a woman unless she gives you consent. Under any circumstances. I don't give a fuck if you're at work and you're patting on the back about good job. I wouldn't do it. Too risky. Way too risky. It's not to be paranoid, it's to be vigilant. Fellas, when these women start talking about what they do with their cooter and all this other bullshit and work among the women, and they're saying it loud enough for you to comment, don't comment. Because what they're doing is somebody is baiting you into that conversation, but the problem is there's going to be one woman in that group that's going to be the one to go to HR on your ass. I'm telling you. It's like that. So you have to be very, very careful. And see, one thing that's interesting, after you date a woman a while, she'll discover some certain things about you and ask you questions. Like when I was with Monica, there was a way I could take her panties off that was kind of weird. And the reason why she would want me to do that was because she liked the way it felt when it came off of her. Where did I learn that? A magic show when I was a child. But the man wasn't taking a woman's panties off. He took her dress. She had a bikini underneath. It's all about the distraction and the illusion. But I'm not going to disclose my technique on this show ever. No. I'm not giving you guys no ideas. That stays with me. But one thing I will tell you is this. When a woman is really into you, fellas, you realize a few lies you would have to tell because she'll be more willing to accept reality. She'll be more willing to accept the truth. And the truth is not going to always be positive. But she'll be more willing to do that. That woman that you have to lie to, it doesn't want to hear it, only want to hear positive things. You need to stay away from her ass. Because I'm going to tell you something. Before it's over with, she's going to bail on you as soon as the first time the sign of trouble comes around. From my experience, I don't trust those women just for that basic premise because I've been there before with them. They're like a fair weather friend. You can go all in with them if you want to. I wouldn't recommend it. I wouldn't do it. I look at them as like a faulty bridge. Not bad people. But the behavior I wouldn't trust. Now, other things that men will lie to you about, ladies. As you know, the old question about do I look fat in that dress? The answer is going to always by default be no, dear. Now, fellas, she's going to always counter and say that, you know, you're lying, right? Please don't do what I did with Monica one time. She asked me, do I look fat in that dress? I say, yep. Then I tear your fat ass up. Why did I say that? I wasn't thinking. The ass chewing I got from her, the lady that was over the department that was fitting her, and the other women there, I think I still got bite marks on my ass from that situation. Not good. Watch where you are. Watch what you think. Watch what you say. Now, another thing too. As men, ladies, we will lie about how bad certain things are. We try to make them better than they really are. We do that to protect you. So, take for instance, if there was a car accident and our car was totaled, and we found out we had to go to surgery next week, we probably wouldn't tell you that if we cared about you. Oh, well, you know, I'll be okay. I just got a couple of things I got to do. Well, one thing, we don't want to upset you. Next thing is, we just want to hurry up and get this thing over with. And we don't feel as though it's your problem. As men, we kind of keep issues to ourselves. We kind of feel more satisfied by doing that because we feel more in control of the issue. Now, I know that's a fucked up mindset to have, but that's the way we think sometimes. We think that our resolution to the problem is the best one. And what is that? Maybe just to handle it ourselves by doing nothing or not really sharing it with our partner. And women get pissed off about it, and they should. Because after all, if you guys are partners, the last thing you want is somebody that's just going to be selfish, right? And not really give a care. So you may be contending with that. Now, another thing too that we have to address here. Men will also lie in order to get out of responsibility. We do this a lot. Hey, you know, I'm going to be busy tomorrow, so I don't think I'll be able to go and paint Sharon's wall at her apartment. You know what? Maybe you could reschedule for next week. Oh, you know what? Damn, we can't do it next week because next week I got this coming up and we got an audit. Yeah, it's going to be about a couple of months from now before I'll be able to do it. A lot of men will get out of situations using that strategy. Women, on the other hand, will bow out by saying, you know, I got this thing I got to attend with my family and it's just not going to work. Maybe I'll give you a rain check. Let me check my schedule. Fellas, when she says, give you a rain check and check her schedule, we already know, especially if it's spontaneous, it just came up. Usually it means she's got a better deal going on with another guy than you. Not always. But if her ex-boyfriend came into town and she has a choice of going out with him or you, guess who has the history? He does. Guess who may have the more positive influence? He does. And then what do most guys do about something like that? Oh, you got to match her because she's first going to tell you that she is not out with her boyfriend or whatever. She's going to make up some other excuse, maybe family or something like that. And let's say you did find out she was out with her boyfriend. What are you going to do about it? Nothing. What, confront her and say she's a liar? Okay, she could be that liar. Now what? What you got to remember, fellas, one thing is this. If a woman is trying to deceive you and get away from you, why are you pursuing her? You're wasting energy, money, and effort. She doesn't want to be with you. Just because you want to be with her don't mean shit. She doesn't want to be with you. You are a loser to her at that point. Don't pursue her. Work on yourself. See why she left you. And try to fix whatever the hell it is. It doesn't necessarily have to be from her. But what I'm saying is, if it's a situation where you've had a pattern of women leaving you and you having to go and try to pursue them, you're pretty fucked up. There's something wrong with you. Especially because women don't talk a lot of times and tell you what's wrong with them. They let you figure it out. The only kind of women that usually will tell you what's exactly wrong are the women that are frustrated in you because they want you and they don't want nobody else. They want to fix you. Oh yeah, they'll tell you everything's wrong with you. That woman that thinks you should already have yourself together, she ain't wasting her time. You're not a project. She doesn't do projects. I love those women, though. Those women that don't do projects, I love those women. Because the reason being, they never get burned out because they know when to quit. They know when to leave a toxic relationship. They're not going to sit around and take shit over the years and then be so damaged that when they get out and go on Bumble and write those fucked up profiles they write, nobody's going to want that. Those women that call it as they see it and that end it, bravo, kudos to you. You're not taking no shit. You're going out there. You're taking care of business. Just like Bachman Turner Overdrive. Taking care of business every day. You're doing it. And that's important. Now, the other thing too, fellas, women will tell white lies to get away from you. What we usually do, ladies, if we're gonna flake out on you, we're not gonna lie to you, we just don't show up. A lot of you men stood up. Let me tell you how you get stood up the most, so your ladies will know from now on. All right. The guy will probably either be in his car or be in a location where you don't see him when you get out of yours. And the reason why he does this is because he's seeing whether you measured up to what you said you were on your profile. Now, if you come out of the car and your gut and your knees are bigger than your ass, yeah. Well, why didn't you wait for me? He wasn't gonna wait. He didn't even show up. Even though he did. Oh, and he'll lie and say he wasn't there or that he had a flat. And then again, he may say, like the one guy said on one of the episodes, well, I saw some fat chick there, but there was nobody else. I didn't see you. Depends on how they go with it. Now, here's the other thing too, fellas. There are some women out there that will say that they're going to pay for the meal to go on a date with you. And they'll say, well, you know, don't worry about it. It's my treat. They get out on a date, because this happened to a friend's grandson recently. The young lady said she was going to treat him to dinner. They just started going out. Well, you know, he kept it pretty reasonable. I think his tab came to like $35, something like $40. And then when the waitress comes in to give the bill, the young lady that invited him to dinner slides the bill over to him. And my friend cracked me up because he said, my grandson texted me. He said, when that happened, that was all it took. It was Vietnam. It's going to bridge 2 days.
We at Romantic Truth appreciate your listenership.
Listeners, you're invited to stream and listen to Jawsen's music on Apple Music, Amazon Music, Spotify, AudioMac, or Deezer. Type in Jawsen in the search for artists to follow and like modern instrumental music from his discography.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those solely of the host and are not condoned or endorsed by Romantic Truth, Anchor, or any of its affiliates.
The advice given herein is the expressed opinion of the host and not to be used for legal, marital, or family, counseling, or for professional practice purposes. In the event for professional assistance, please contact the local licensed professional family counselor, marriage counselor, or social services professional in your region.
If you need someone to talk to in regards to help, you may contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 800-273-8255, available 24 hours. All correspondences read on the show have been pre-screened and pre-approved by the submitter to be aired on the show.
Be advised that all of the background music of production not provided by Anchor is owned by James Adams and Jawsen 1 Music, exclusively licensed for this Romantic Truth podcast under waiver.
Please understand that there were no people or animals hurt in the segments of this show, including plants. All sound effects were improvised in the studio setting with props. We are an equal opportunity employer with 2 Yorkie poodles and a rat terrier as the security detail.
Please be advised that the content of this podcast is under copyright by Romantic Truth and James Adams.